the lunchtime edition. The fire service battles ablaze at the old Barbados family planning building at Jemmons Lane, the latest in a string of fires at derelict buildings. The fire service orders an evacuation of surrounding buildings due to an asbestos risk. Residents appeal for the authorities to do something about the disused government-owned complex, the scene of about 7 fires so far this year. Barbados urged to prepare as the hurricane season starts tomorrow, and Barbados now under a flood watch. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Bam. This is The Latest. The fire service battling a blaze at the old Barbados family planning building at Jemmons Lane, St. Michael. Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard has an update.
The fire is basically contained. That means that it cannot spread to any adjacent buildings. What we are concerned about is the smoke. It involves asbestos roof. So we are asking the residents and anybody near or in the vicinity of the smoke to keep out of the smoke, because as asbestos smoke, it is dangerous, and therefore, for your safety, we recommend that you keep out of the smoke. It's going to take us a little while to completely extinguish this, because you have to use the CLP or the ladder truck to rain down the water inside of the building, because it's one of the two stories and the flooring is wood, and that is on fire right now. So therefore, you can't travel on it. So therefore, you have to rain down the media on the floor. Therefore, it's going to take us a little longer than would normally expect it. But for the time being, we want all citizens to keep out of the smoke.
This is the latest in a string of fires at derelict buildings. The fire chief says there have been at least 7 fires at that location so far this year. It's a government-owned complex that once housed the Ministry of Health.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern of these derelict buildings about that. Not only government, but the private sector. If you have a derelict building, the best thing to do is to gut it, clean out everything out of it, and board it up, that we will not have undesirables in these buildings, lighting fire to cook or to warm themselves, and then they're getting out of control and we have a problem. So, and this is approximately the short memory. This is approximately seven fire to this same location. And this was probably the worst now. And we definitely would like, we're going to ask the authorities to get it, that there won't be anything in it to burn anymore, and to board it up where possible.
Residents of the area, meantime, are appealing to the authorities to do something about the disused government-owned complex. When Starcom Network News arrived on the scene of the fire, many residents whose homes are close to where the fire occurred expressed frustration, saying they have been asking for the matter to be addressed for years.
We got an old government building, the old hospital, right over here. Every minute the powers is light the building, every minute all caught, because the time we smelling the smoke, we have to be waking up and begging for help. And the minister look at us and tell us them cannot do nothing about it. But our house is closed. When our house burned down, well, let's shuttle, she didn't give us our home. It's time enough to come and do something with all of these old government buildings. It could put the fire station right here and the ambulance station right here in Bay Street. Why can't the fire station all up in the pine?
This is The Latest. Minister of Information and Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams and other officials have urged the Barbadian public to be prepared as the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season starts tomorrow. Mr. Abrams was speaking at a news briefing along with the Director of the Department of Emergency Management, Kerry Hines, the Acting Director of Barbados Meteorological Services, Brian Murray, and Director of the Child Care Board, Roseanne Richards.
We call on you, the citizens of Barbados, to carry your individual household and community planning and readiness actions in an attempt to reduce the impact that any hazard may have on your community. This will include ensuring that your houses and your homes are in a position to withstand an event. We implore you retrofit your homes as required. Clean up around your homes. Check the status of your insurance policies, and I repeat, check the status of your insurance policies. if the insurance is not valid at the time of the event, you cannot claim after.
Mr. Abrams emphasized that one of the key lessons learned from Hurricane Elsa 2 years ago is that much of the housing stock is vulnerable. He urged people to use the shelters if they know their home is unlikely to withstand a storm.
Elsa taught us that our housing stock is more vulnerable than we thought. Elsa taught us that it actually does not take much. We don't need to be looking out for the Category 3s and the Category 4s and the Category 5s. We need to be preparing ourselves for the tropical storms and the Category 1s and the Category 2s as well. I'll tell you one other thing as well. I want Barbadians to be honest with themselves and encourage them to go in shelters. I know of two people that I went with my assistant Nadia to see those people before Elsa, and I said to them, your house cannot withstand this storm. Please go in a shelter. Those people did not go in the shelter. As the all clear was given, and we went specifically to check on those two, those houses have folded like a pack of cards. It is God that stopped anybody from dying in there.
Meantime, the acting director of Barbados Meteorological Services, Brian Murray, expects a roughly average season similar to last year's.
From NOAA, which was the most recent update, they predicted 12 to 17 named storms, of which 5 to 9 will become hurricanes, although that amount from 1 to 4 will become major hurricanes.
Acting Director of Barbados Meteorological Services, Brian Murray. And now this latest weather update, a flash flood warning is in effect for Barbados until 6 p.m. A statement from the Barbados Meteorological Services says, a tropical wave is currently affecting the island, and rainfall accumulations of up to 25 millimeters have been recorded across parts of the island. Those unstable conditions will continue to affect the island into tonight, generating pockets of moderate to heavy showers, a further 25 to 50 millimeters possible during the next 12 hours. Our top stories. The Barbados Fire Service battles a blaze at the old Barbados Family Planning Building at Jemmons Lane, St. Michael. This the latest in a string of fires in derelict buildings across the country, and the seventh at that location so far this year, at least. The fire service, meantime, orders an evacuation of surrounding buildings due to an asbestos risk. Residents of the area appeal for the authorities to do something about the disused government-owned complex. Barbados urged to prepare as the hurricane season starts tomorrow. The Home Affairs Minister warns that the Barbados housing stock is vulnerable and appeals to people to use the storm shelters and the flash flood warning in effect for Barbados until 6 p.m. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Lab. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Next newscast on the Starcom Network of Stations comes your way at 3:30 this afternoon.